Thank you, Ganesh, and dear listener Sairam from Prashantanilayam. After Vedam tutor, it is time for the bhajan classroom. And whenever I think of Thursday and bhajans, what comes to mind is that beautiful bhajan, Manasa Bhajare Gurucharanam. When you come to think of it, it is so wonderful that Bhagwan, when he declared his avatarhood, he chose not a Vedic hymn or a shloka or even a sandesh, a discourse. When he started his avatarhood, he chose to do it with a bhajan. He sang a bhajan to announce his advent. And what did he say? Worship the feet of the Guru. This alone will take you across this worldly existence. And since then, he has not only composed, he has composed, he has sung, he has taught, he has led, he has organized so many bhajan sessions. In fact, in the early 40s and 50s, he himself used to preside over entire bhajan sessions, Akhand bhajan sessions in Chennai, in Bangalore. How painstakingly he has built this bhajan movement. And today when you come to think of it, what a wonderful gift it is to all of us. I cannot imagine Prashantanilayam without bhajans. Every morning session, when you leave the Sai Granth Hall after an elevating session, how much charged it leaves you with. How magnificently it has touched lives. It has transformed people's perspective about life. How it has given so much peace. Only who has experienced this knows the power of collective singing, knows the power of connecting to the Lord within through devotional music. And we are so fortunate that we have this legacy of Bhagwan, and it is our duty to maintain this. It's our duty to disseminate this, to relish this and to benefit from this. And the more we do it, and the more flawless manner in which we do it, the more fulfilling it is, and the more good it will do to us and to everyone around, and to help us in this endeavor, to help us learn and sing in the most correct manner possible. We have this program, Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Dear listeners, please do tell us how you would like to see this program become better as you listen to its every episode. Today, we have taken up a bhajan in which we adore the Lord, who he is hailed by different people in different ways through different names, but the one omniscient indweller, that he is Antaryami. So let us go on to this bhajan tutor proper. I am Team Radio Sai Bishu, and the time in the studios now is 8:06:49. So let's begin today's bhajan classroom by first offering ourselves at his lotus feet. Let us first offer our most loving and prayerful salutations at the lotus feet of our most beloved Lord. Dearest Bhagwan, please bless us so that we always have you in our mind's eye, no matter what we do from dawn till dusk. With this prayer, let's begin a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today, we will learn a multi-faith bhajan, and the first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
Thank you. So that is the bhajan which is in the language Hindi. And as a first step, let's get familiar with the lyrics and then we will move on to learning the raga, the rhythm, the meaning of its every word, and in the end, we will listen to an extract of a presentation about bhajan singing made in the Vrindavan Ashram during the National Bhajan Workshop held in June 2013. So here are the lyrics to begin with.
जगदीश हरे जय हो जगदोद्धारा जय जय हो अल्लाह येशु नानक साई अंतरयामी बुद्ध महावीर जोराष्ट्र सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा प्रशांति निवासा सत्य साई देवा जय हो जय हो.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to the interesting stage of learning how to sing this bhajan. First, you will hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line without any musical accompaniments. Then you will hear Brother Anirudh follow every line. When he does that, you too, dear listeners, please join Anirudh. This will surely help you to grasp the tune of this bhajan.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale C Madhyam. Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
जगदीश हरे जय हो
जगदोद्धारा जय जय हो
जगदोद्धारा जय जय हो
जगदोद्धारा जय जय हो
जगदोद्धारा जय जय हो
जगदीश हरे जय हो
जगदीश हरे जय हो
अल्लाह येशु नानक साई
अल्लाह येशु नानक साई
अल्लाह येशु नानक साई
अल्लाह येशु नानक साई
अंतरयामी बुद्ध महावीर
अंतरयामी बुद्ध महावीर
अंतरयामी बुद्ध महावीर
अंतरयामी बुद्ध महावीर
राष्ट्र सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा
राष्ट्र सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा
राष्ट्र सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा
राष्ट्र सर्वधर्म प्रिय देवा
प्रशांति निवासा सत्य साई देवा
प्रशांति निवासा सत्य साई देवा
प्रशांति निवासा Satya Sai Deva.
Prashanti Nivasa Satya Sai Deva.
Jaya Ho, Jaya Ho,
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 Jaya Ho, Jaya Ho.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
So that was the tune of the bhajan in the voices of Ravi Kumar and Anirudh. And now let us learn a little more about the composition of this bhajan. Anirudh is here with us in the studio to share with us about the technicalities of this composition. Saram Anirudh, and please tell us in which raga is this bhajan based.
Saram Vishu, this composition is a very powerful composition, largely based on the rag Chandrakounts.
Okay.
It is a raga which is having 5 notes.
Okay.
In Arohana and Avarohana. I'll sing the notes for you.
Sure.
Sa ga ma dha ni sa sa ni dha ma ga sa. So in this raga we have sa ga, ga is komal.
Yeah.
Ma dha, dha is also komal. Ni, ni is ni too, shuddh ni.
Yeah.
Sa ni dha ma ga sa ni dha da ni sa.
Wonderful. Maybe you can take a few seconds and give us a feel of the raga, Anirudh.
Sure. Actually, it is very close to Malkons.
Okay.
That is one more raga. There is a very minute difference between Malkons and Chandrakounts. In Malkons, you have
sa ga ma dha ni sa.
Okay.
Ni is komal ni.
Okay.
Sa ni dha ma ga sa.
In Malkons, you have variety of bhajans.
Yes.
Whereas in Chandrakounts,
sa ga ma dha ni sa ni sa dha ma ra.
So basically the ni is what differentiates Malkons,
yeah,
and Chandrakounts, and
yes,
this is Chandrakounts.
Yes.
With shuddh ni.
Shuddh ni.
Okay. So can we get on with our bhajan now, Anirudh?
Sure. I'll sing the swaras for each line, so you can
Anirudh
follow the...
Anirudh is here, joining me in the... We'll follow the swaras as you sing every line.
I'm singing the swaras for this bhajan in the tempo 70 beats per minute.
Okay.
जगदीश हरे जय हो मदसाससनी सरिसा.
Here in fact you have a small deviation from the chandrakons where you have
re sa.
Yes, you don't have re in this raga actually.
But if you see the other lines, I think largely it's based on the chandrakons.
Okay.
Madha sa 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 ni sa re sa
jagado dhara jaya jaya ho sa ni ga sa ni da ma ma ga ga ma da ma ga sa
sa ni ga sa ni da ma ma ga ga ma da ma ga sa.
So again back to the first line.
Ma da sa 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 ni sa ri sa
ma da sa 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 ni sa ri sa.
Allah Yeshu Nanak Sai ma ma ga ma ma ga ma ga sa ga ga ma
ma ma ga ma ma ga ma ga sa ga ga ma.
In the second time we have a variation.
Ma ma ga ma da ni da ma.
Actually in this variation it goes to the malkons.
Okay.
Ma ma ga ma da ni
ni
is it? Yeah.
Ma ma ga ma da ni da ma ga ma ga sa ga ga ma
ma ma ga ma da ni da ma ga ma ga sa ga ga ma.
Antariyami Buddha Mahavira Dada Madada Madha ga ma madha
dada madha da madha ga ma madha.
Zarashtra sarva dharma priya deva ni 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 da ni 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 da ni da ma ma da ni
ni ni ni da ni 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 da ni da ma ma da ni.
Prashanti nivasa satya sai deva ni sa sa ni sa sa ni sa ni da da ni ni sa
ni sa sa ni sa sa ni sa ni da da ni ni sa.
Jaya ho jaya ho dani ga sa sa maga sa
dani ga
sada ni madani ni sa
ni sada ni madani ni sa.
I think that's wonderful. You were telling Anirudh there are so many bhajans in this malkons chandrakons raga. Maybe you can tell us a few bhajans which are strictly chandrakons.
Yeah, strictly chandrakons. I'm reminded of
Adinarayana Sainarayana
It is purely Chandrakant's bhajan. And also we have Raghupate Raghava Raja Rama Hari Hari Narayana.
Yes, many beautiful bhajans.
Yeah.
Really. And can we go on to the beat?
Yeah, this beat is normal 8 beat. So the count is 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
Okay, wonderful. And it is the regular 8 beat Aditalam in Karnataka
Aditalam,
music.
Yes.
Wonderful. I think we've got a glimpse of the raga and the tala of this bhajan. Thank you very much, Anirudh and Anand.
Thank you, Vishu.
Sai Ram.
Sai Ram.
So we are done now with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the tala. Let us move on now to the aspect of bhava, or the feeling or the emotional and devotional aspect of rendering this bhajan, which is extremely important. To imbibe the bhava, we must understand the meaning of every word of this bhajan. So let's start with the first line.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho.
Here, the first word is Jagadisha. Jagat and Isha make up this word Jagadisha. Jagat means the world and Isha means master. The second word is Hare, which refers to Lord Vishnu, who is also known as Hari, the remover of illusion. Baba says that Hari means remover, since Hari removes hurdles on the path of sadhana, of our spiritual disciplines. Moving on, the third word is Jai, meaning victory, and the fourth word Ho means to be. Hence in this line, Jagadisha Hare Jai Ho, we proclaim victory to the Lord of the entire world, the one who obliterates the obstacles on our spiritual path. Let's move on to the second line.
Jagadodhara Jaya Jaya Ho.
Here the first word Jagadodhara comes from Jagat and Udhara, where Udhara means uplift. Jagatodhara therefore means the Lord who redeems the entire world. Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram, a long-standing Sai devotee whose family has been in the Sai fold for many generations, shares a wonderful incident. Many years ago, when Bhagwan asked Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram and her husband to relocate to the United States, her husband went ahead of her and she joined him 2 months later with her two young twin sons. As she got ready to leave India, her baggage kept becoming heavier because her relatives and friends gave her various items to pass on to their relatives in America. At this, Mrs. Geeta's father, Mr. Padmanabhan, remarked that she wasn't following Swami's teachings and said, "Swami says less luggage and you are carrying so much, Geeta." And so, they had an argument about this in the car, and when they reached Vrindavan, Swami's residence in Whitefield, Swami said to Mrs. Geeta, "Padmanabhan as usual is scolding you, right?" And immediately Mr. Padmanabhan said, "Swami, she is not listening to any of your teachings. She is taking 3 suitcases." And then Swami looked at Mr. Padmanabhan and said, "Why are you worried? It is her suitcase. Let her carry what she wants." And then her father said, "Swami, it is very heavy. She cannot lift it." To this, Swami said, "Are you lifting it? I will lift her suitcase. You don't get worried." And all this was said in a sort of lighter vein. So everyone laughed when Bhagwan said that, "I will lift the suitcase. You don't worry." And eventually, Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram took the flight and landed in the US. And just as her father had predicted, now she was unable to carry her suitcases. They were really heavy. Her problem was how to put them on the trolley. Moreover, her two little ones were running here and there. Somehow she was managing, and just then there was an announcement on the PA system calling out her name, asking her to come to the Singapore Airlines counter. There, a lady told Mrs. Geeta that a gentleman was waiting to help her with the luggage. Mrs. Geeta thought her husband had sent someone to assist her. Since this was the first time Mrs. Geeta was going to the US, there were many papers that had to be cleared, and during all this time, this gentleman who came to help her stood by her. In fact, when they went to the customs clearance counter, this gentleman even asked the lady at the counter, "Are you going to open up all the suitcases? The poor lady has been waiting here for an hour." And listening to his plea, surprisingly the person at the counter cleared Mrs. Geeta Mohan Ram's luggage instantly. Later, when Mrs. Geeta got ready to get into the car and leave with her husband and sons, she told her husband, "You know, we have to pay the porter. He has helped us so much." And so when she turned to give that gentleman something, he was nowhere to be found. And only after she got into the car and started ruminating on all that had happened that day, did it hit her. Those words of Bhagwan came back so strongly when Bhagwan had said, "I will carry her luggage. Why do you worry?" And interestingly, back in India the next day, when her father met Swami in Vrindavan, Swami said, "Padmanabhan, you were right. Those suitcases were very heavy. What did she carry in those suitcases?" And when her father conveyed this to her later that day, Mrs. Geeta was in tears. She resolved that even if she asked Swami for help, never would she pray to him to lift her luggage. In fact, later when she met Swami in Puttaparthi, she said, "Swami, I made you lift my heavy suitcases. I am so sorry." And you know what Swami replied? He said, "Geeta, I came to lift the burden of the world. How do your suitcases matter?" That is Jagatodhara. That is the sweet Lord. So in this line, Jagatodhara, Jai Jai Ho, we sing praises to the Lord who bears the burden of the entire world and uplifts entire humanity. Let's move on to the third line.
Jagadish Hare Jai Ho.
This line is a repeat of the first line, where we hail the Lord as the master of this world. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Allah Yeshu Nanak Sai.
The first word here is Allah, which denotes the formless divinity adored by Muslims across the world. Bhagwan explains that in the word Allah, Ah stands for Atma, the eternal soul, and La stands for Layam or merging. Thus, invoking Allah signifies merging in the Atma or becoming one with divinity. The second word is Yeshu, referring to Jesus Christ. Baba says Ye means one and Su means good. Thus, Yeshu means there is only one good, indicating the one God who is omnipresent, omnipotent and omniscient. The third word is Nanak, denoting Guru Nanak, the first among the 10 gurus responsible for founding the Sikh religion. Nanak comes from Na and Anak, which means nothing but one. And the fourth word is Sai. One meaning of Sai is master. Even as a young boy, Bhagwan stressed that there is only one religion, and that is love. Once recounting his childhood, Baba said, "There were a sizable number of Muslims in Puttaparthi in those days. They used to celebrate the festivals of Muslim fakirs, in which the Hindus also used to participate. In that context, I used to teach the children, it is not the religion that is important. Morality is what is important. In fact, morality is the life breath of a person. Hence, cast off all your differences of religion and caste and be friendly with everyone. You also participate in the festival of the fakirs," Swami used to tell the little children. And Swami says, While I was teaching thus, one boy got up and told me, "Raju, my parents will not agree to my participation in a Muslim festival. We are Brahmins." Then Swami said, I explained to that boy, "My dear, first and foremost, you are a human being. Your religion is love and your caste is the caste of humanity. Therefore, you always keep that principle of unity as your goal." The parents of these children were, however, not happy with my teachings, Swami said. They thought that I was spoiling young minds by my teachings. They therefore used to quarrel with me. But I was always very firm and I used to argue with them, saying that there is no religion greater than love in this world. Baba, in fact, used to sing a prayer song daily in his school assembly as a young boy. The lyrics of the song mentioned how people of different faiths such as Hindus, Buddhists, Jains, Parsis, Muslims, Christians, all of them come to the Lord's throne from the east and west. So in this line, Allah, Yeshu, Nanak, Sai, we pay our loving salutations to the Lord, who is adored by Muslims as Allah, by Christians as Christ, by Sikhs as Guru Nanak, the same Lord Sai. Let's move on to the fifth line.
Antaryami Buddha Mahavira.
The first word here is Antaryami, which means indweller. The second word is Buddha, referring to Gautama Buddha, the founder of Buddhism. Literally, the name Buddha means the enlightened one. The third word is Mahavir, the founder of Jainism. His name can be split into Maha, meaning great, and Vira, meaning the brave one. Baba explains that he was called as Mahavira only because he achieved complete control of his senses. And he became, as they call, a Jina, a term used by Jains, referring to the one who is victorious. There is a profound incident shared by Dr. Anil Kumar, a former student of Baba's university, who also worked as a faculty member in the Department of Chemistry for many years. During one summer in the early 80s, many students had gone home and there were very few people in Puttaparthi. In fact, Swami had not gone to Bangalore or Kodaikanal that summer. Dr. Anil Kumar recalls that only 30 or 40 people were there and they had the whole Mandir portico for themselves. They used to sit totally dispersed, not to occupy the whole space but to have an individual space so that when Swami came out, they could have his personal attention in that personal space. And Swami did come many times during and after bhajans among them. One day, Swami called a dozen students who were all from the Bangalore campus into the interview room. It was a lovely session and Swami explained to them at length how they must sing bhajans with devotion, and more importantly, he spoke on how they must visualize the deity and understand the meaning of the bhajans while singing and give themselves completely to the bhajan. This advice from Swami touched Dr. Anil Kumar and he began to practice this in every bhajan session. Those days, the bhajan sessions in the morning used to be around 11 a.m. Swami many times would go out in his car for a drive and return. One morning, Swami had gone out and bhajan started. Dr. Anil Kumar was sitting in the mandir and he enthusiastically joined the bhajans. And as per Swami's instruction, he started visualizing as he kept singing. For him, Swami was all forms of God, so he simply kept seeing Swami in his mind's eye. Whatever deity the bhajan adored didn't matter. In fact, he was immersed entirely in that sublime feeling, and as the bhajans proceeded, he was in a different plane altogether, imagining Swami fresh and beautiful, gently swaying from one side to the other in rhythm with the beat, his hands cupped behind, a lovely, soft, heavenly smile on his lips, his face so radiant, enchanting and enamoring. Dr. Anil Kumar was just lost in bliss, in that ecstasy of seeing the Lord in his mind's eye as the bhajans went on. Meanwhile, Swami had returned from his drive and he had come to the portico, and now actually Swami was standing right in front of him, But Dr. Anil Kumar had his eyes closed. He was oblivious to what was happening around him because he was in his own world with his inner Swami. So that was the beautiful scene. Dr. Anil Kumar immersed with his inner Swami, and just outside was standing the physical Swami. And then suddenly there was some noise. So Anil Kumar with a start opened his eyes, and what did he see? He was stunned. Total surprise. Swami was standing right in front of him and looking right into his eyes. Bhagwan, just to calm Dr. Anil Kumar, then beamed with a beautiful smile. And what he said next is so revealing. Swami said, "Inside Swami and outside Swami, one and the same." So it is the same Lord we see within, without, inside or outside. He is the Antaryami. He is Buddha, He is Mahavir. That is how we hail the Lord in this bhajan, Antaryami Buddha Mahavir. Let's now move on to the sixth line.
Zarashra Sarvadharma Priya Deva.
Here the first word is Zarashtra, referring to Zarashtra, the prophet of Iran, who formally spread the religion known as Zoroastrianism, one of the earliest revealed religions of the world. It is also called the religion of the Parsis. It is said that Zarashtra, or also called as Zarathustra, actually illumined the place where he was born. Therefore, Zarathustra literally means he of the golden light. The second word is Sarvadharma, coming from Sarva meaning all, and Dharma which means religion in this context. The third word is Priya meaning to love, and the fourth word is Deva meaning God. So in this line, Zarashtra Sarvadharma Priya Deva, we call out to the Lord who is Zarashtra, who is verily the Lord who loves and embraces all religions. Let us now move on to the penultimate line.
Prashanti Nivasa Satya Sai Deva.
Here the first word is Prashanti, referring to Prashanti Nalan. In his autobiography, Loving God, Professor Kasturi writes about this word Prashanti. He says, the name that Baba affixed to the center of his activity, Prashanta Nilayam, symbolizes the sum of the qualities he has resolved to implant in the heart of mankind. Prashanta Nilayam is the sum total of the qualities of love, service, renunciation and brotherliness. Prashanti implies the higher shanti or peace, not the interval of calm between two storms, but the supreme, unshakable, serene tranquility of a mind that is free from passion, of an intellect cleansed and purified to reflect the love of God. That is Prashanti. And on his 25th birthday, Swami, when he inaugurated Prashanti Nilayam, he said, "I am not inaugurating a building called Prashanti Nilayam. I am inaugurating the world, which is a vast Prashanti Nilayam." Therefore, Prashanti Nilayam is not restricted to this little town in the Anandpur district. It pervades the entire globe. The second word is Nivasa, meaning resident of. The third word is Satya, referring to truth. The fourth word is Sai. In his Shivratri discourse in 2002, Bhagwan said, Satya stands for Rig Veda. Sa, A and Ya in Sai stand for Samaveda, Atharvana Veda and Yajurveda respectively. Therefore, Satya Sai is the very personification of the four Vedas. The last word is Deva, which we already know. Hence in this line, Prashanti Nivasa Satya Sai Deva, we adore the Lord who established the abode of supreme peace, Prashanti Nilayam, who resides in this abode of celestial peace. We bow to the omnipresent master who is ever present everywhere in his subtle form and recreates prashanti in every heart, who is verily the essence of the four Vedas, the source of all knowledge. Let's now move on to the last line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Jaya ho, jaya ho, jaya ho, jaya ho.
So in this line we sing in praise of the Lord who embodies all names and forms worshipped in multiple religions. And with that, dear listeners, we are done with understanding the meaning of every word of this bhajan, at least to some extent. And let's now listen to the complete version of the bhajan as rendered by the students of Bhagwan's University in the Prashantinilam Mandir.
Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho. Jagadish Hare Jaya Ho. Allah Eshu Nanak Sari. Allah Eshu Nanak Sari. Antaryami Buddha Mahavira. Swarashtra Sarva Dharma Priya Deva. Sarva Dharma Priya Deva. Antaryami Buddha Mahavira. Swarashtra Sarva Dharma Priya Deva. Prashanti Nivasa Satya Sai Deva. Jaya Ho, 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 Jaya Ho,
And now in the last part of this program, let's listen to an excerpt of a presentation made during the National Bhajan Workshop by three brothers, Ravi Kumar, Amay and Siddhartha.
After breath control, I think the next important point is pronunciation. Pronunciation of words is very, very important because it is namasmarana that we are conveying through the bhajans. So if the words are not pronounced properly, they get a totally wrong meaning. For example, I have a personal experience with this. It was one Shivratri and I started singing the bhajan.
Jaya Shankara Bhava Gochara Shiva Chidambara.
At least what I thought was, I sang Chidambara. But obviously it was not clear. Swami was there on the stage. He pointed out to me and said, stop. He said, it is not Digambara. Don't say Shiva Digambara. He said, Chidambara. I had to stop then and there. So this is how a very, even if I say Shiva Chidambara, it sounds like Digambara. It doesn't sound. So the word has to be pronounced properly. Shiva Chidambara. So I repeated with Chidambara and then Swami said, yes, that's the way.
One more bhajan that comes to my mind. I don't know if it comes under pronunciation or probably it even comes under modulation. Little bit of both. This particular bhajan has been at the receiving end of Swami's flack for many years. In 1997, my cousin got, Swami scolded my cousin for singing this particular variation. In 2007, I saw somebody else get for the same bhajan. This,
Jaya ho, Mushikavahan, Keshivanandana Pratamavandana, Parvati Tanaya, Siddhi Vinayaka, Sharanam Sharanam, Vignaharanam.
That is not Vignaharanam, Swami says Vignaharanam.
Sharanam Sharanam, Vignaharanam.
Yeah, similarly even in
Tumaho Vignavina, you see, Tumaho Vignavina.
You know, we want to do all this. In the, you know, he's a little lord of ours and we want to show, you know, I can actually take that V and do some more things. Curse per second again.
Vegna.
It is the first V. So it is
Tumaho Vegna Vinasha Ganesha.
So again, pronunciation is so important. I am reminded of another really hilarious story which happened with me. It is with the word Krishna. Now Krishna is actually not Krishna. It's not Kri. It is Krishna. So Swami was in this mood of correcting all our Krishnas, and in such a time, it's best to stay away from that word actually. Why simply give him an opportunity to catch hold of you and guess the bhajan that I chose that day to sing?
Govinda Krishna Jai, Gopal Krishna Jai, Gopal Krishna Jai. Krishna Jai.
And Swami sitting over there and he's looking at our Sai Sir who's seated over there saying,
Kri Kadu, Kru.
Oh, and I'm looking at Swami and saying, Krishna Jai. And Swami saying, no. Then I'm saying, Krishna Jai, no. Krishna Jai, no. Krishna, 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 Krishna Jai. And Swami saying, no. Not even one of my Krishnas, not one of my Krishnas actually got a tick mark. And at the end, I got exasperated and Swami also gave up saying, Parvaledu, I'll accept whatever you give me. No, that is the compassion, that's the mercy of our Lord. In fact, what he did at that time was, we have to give that much amount of emphasis on the word. It's Krishna and not Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna, Manamo.
No,
Krishna, Krishna, Manamo.
Yeah. And the other word which was very, very famous was the two word. We all know the story of the two words. Swami is openly in a discourse said, some of us have this tendency, we can't say tu, we say thu. For example,
Allah Ishwara thu.
Imagine the kind of meaning it gives. Completely different meaning. And so all the bhajans which had tu became tum or tumaho or all those kind of other things. So that's the amount of importance Swami gave to pronunciation.
So those were some guidelines about bhajan singing by Ravi, Amay and Siddhartha during the National Bhajan Workshop held in the Vrindavan Ashram in June 2013. And with that, we've reached the end of the current episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you enjoyed it and also found it useful and insightful. Dear listeners, we eagerly welcome your feedback and suggestions for this program. Please do email us at listener@radiosai.org. The audio engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek. And the background music was done by another alumnus, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. With hearts full of love and gratitude, we place this humble offering at the lotus feet of our most beloved Master, dear Lord Bhagwan Baba.
So with that, it's time to wind up this segment of Thursday Life from the studios of Radio Sai. The time in the studios now is 7:36. I am Team Radio Sai's Bishu. And it's time to hand over the mic to my colleagues, Prem and Sai Prakash. And along with them is Mr. Suresh Rao. And they will take you for our next program, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam, based on Bhagwan's discourses. And once this is over, I will be back at 8:35 and we'll continue our series on Thursday nights, Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. And today, we will listen to the second part of what we started last time, His Voice, His Voice, His Mission. Today you're going to listen to excerpts of conversation with Brother Ravi Kumar, and along with that, lots of beautiful music, some interesting updates about Prashant Nilayam, and something even more interesting. All this in store for you 1 hour from now. For the moment, Shravanam Mananam Nididhyasanam with Prem and Sai Prakash. Thank you so much. Keep listening. Sai Ram.